News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Delhi government on Wednesday announced seeding of 20 coronavirus hotspots comprising small pockets of settlements and apartment complexes and made it compulsory for people to wear face masks when stepping outdoors to contain the spread of the virus. As the National Capital reported 93 new cases, taking the total number of infections to 669, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal held an emergency meeting with senior ministers and top officials of the Delhi government on Wednesday evening and took a series of decisions to check the spread of the virus. After the meeting via video conferencing, Kejriwal in a tweet said, "Wearing of facial masks can reduce the spread of coronavirus substantially. Therefore, it has been decided that facial masks will be compulsory for anyone stepping out of their house. Cloth masks shall be eligible too." Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, who attended the meeting, said strict action would be taken against those not wearing masks while stepping out of their houses. He also announced the decision to seal the 20 hotspots. "Nobody will be allowed to enter or exit from these areas, and the government will ensure delivery of essential items there," he said. The 20 hotspots include parts of Sangam Vihar, Malviya Nagar and Jahangirpuri that have been notified as containment areas. Government sources said some more areas are likely to be sealed on Thursday and that the measure will remain in force till the situation improves. The New Delhi District Administration has also identified Bengali Market as a containment zone. After the meeting, Kejriwal also said all government departments have been directed to stop all expenditures except salary, adding they will have to cut expenses drastically considering the current revenue status. The total number of cases in the national capital on Wednesday mounted to 669, with 93 fresh cases reported in a day, according to the Delhi Health Department. The total cases include 426 people who took part in the Tablighi Jamaat congregation in Nizamuddin area in March, they said. According to the health bulletin, 93 people from the Markaz who had been kept at quarantine facilities have tested positive. Around 2,500 people from the Markaz have been kept in quarantine facilities, said a senior official. The situation in the country is akin to a social emergency and it has necessitated tough decisions, Prime Minister Narendra Modi told political leaders on the COVID-19 outbreak, as he asserted that the priority of his government is to save each and every life. Interacting with floor leaders of opposition and other parties in parliament via video conferencing on Wednesday, Modi said we must continue to remain vigilant. States, district administrations and experts have suggested extension of the ongoing lockdown beyond April 14 to contain the spread of the virus, said Modi. BJD's Pinaki Mishra said Modi told the leaders that the lockdown will not be lifted in one go on April 14. Prime Minister Modi made it clear that the lockdown is not being lifted and also that the life pre-corona and post-corona will not be the same, said Mishra. Another leader who participated in the meeting but did not wish to be named said Modi told them he will also consult chief ministers. A decision is expected to be reached after a meeting with them on April 11. Those who participated in the meet included Ghulam Nabi Azad, leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha, and Nationalist Congress Party head Sharad Pawar. The leaders provided feedback, suggested policy measures, discussed the 21-day lockdown and the way forward, according to the official statement. The death toll due to the novel coronavirus rose to 149 and the number of cases climbed to 5,194 in the country on Wednesday, according to the Union Health Ministry. And the Income Tax Department on Wednesday said it will release all pending income tax refunds up to Rs. 5 lakh immediately, in a move that will benefit around 14 lakh taxpayers. The government will also issue pending GST and customs refunds of Rs. 18,000 crore to provide relief to business entities. All GST and customs refunds will also be released, which will provide benefit to around 1 lakh business entities, including MSMEs, said the Department of Revenue under the Ministry of Finance, adding that the total refund granted will be approximately Rs. 18,000 crore. The decision has been taken in the aftermath of the COVID-19 situation and with a view to provide immediate relief to the business entities and individuals, said a statement from the department. Leftist U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders suspended his presidential campaign on Wednesday, clearing the way for rival Joe Biden to secure the Democratic nomination and challenge Donald Trump in November. The feisty 78-year-old Democratic socialist shook up the 2020 race with his relentless pursuit of economic justice for all Americans and a demand for universal health care. But he acknowledged his campaign fell short as party voters determined Biden would be a stronger candidate to go up against Trump in the general election. "I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful," Sanders told supporters in a live stream from his home where he has remained for the bulk of the coronavirus pandemic that put all in-person campaigning on hold. "Vice President Biden will be the nominee," he said, adding that he congratulated Biden, "a very decent man who I will work with to move our progressive ideas forward." Sanders, who challenged Hillary Clinton for the party's nomination in 2016, mounted a formidable 2020 bid. He raised astonishing amounts of money from record numbers of donors, becoming the frontrunner early this year and earning the most votes in the first three statewide contests. But he was eclipsed by surging Biden, who won the vast majority of remaining primaries and now holds a commanding lead in the all-important race for delegates who choose the nominee. Sanders brought his liberal ideological platform, including a call for universal health care and a $15 hourly minimum wage, into the mainstream. "Together we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become and have taken this country a major step forward in the never-ending struggle for economic justice," he said. Several U.S. lawmakers have come out in support of his policies, and Biden has shifted leftward to incorporate some Sanders positions, although he does not support Sanders' Medicare for All plan. Biden immediately hailed Sanders as a good man, a great leader, and one of the most powerful voices for change in our country. He urged Sanders' supporters to join his campaign, which already has the backing of nearly all other ex-rivals in the race. "I see you, I hear you, and I understand the urgency of what it is we have to get done in this country," Biden said in a statement to Sanders and his supporters. "I hope you will join us. You are more than welcome. You are needed." Trump made his own pitch for Sanders' supporters, though in a more abrasive tone. "Bernie Sanders is out," the president posted on Twitter, saying Senator Elizabeth Warren helped split the liberal vote by remaining in the race during key contests, thereby helping Biden, the Democratic establishment's clear choice for the nomination. "The Bernie people should come to the Republican Party. Trade," Trump tweeted. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.